Beis Amar Aleph. You just finished last Gemara again about the Eifer of the Parduma, that the last Teretzos on Rav Ashigan, that were straight Takonis, that Avadim, that he rise to the Dinis, there's only Nisimila upon the Paraduma itself, and not on the Eifer. Once you burn the Paraduma, there's no Nisimila. The Yosabonim made a Gzera since they saw there be Mezazlubor, and they used to use the Eifer for their own Makkah on their own wound, so therefore the Abonim made a Gzera to put a Nisimila upon the Eifer. Now, when Abonim saw the Kivu Nechaz, the Kaposhim, Misafik Hazois, the people did not want to make Hazom in Asafik, and it's sad that they were Tommy Mace, the Dinis is supposed to have Hazor from the Eifer Paraduma, the Mechate spritzed on you, on Gimel Veshev, the third day and seventh day. For that Asafik Tumma, they're afraid to use it because they hold this Nisa Mila. They didn't want to be over the Yisimila in Asafik. Therefore, people used to stop becoming Tor from Asafik Mace. Therefore, when the Abonim found out about this, Hukma had the Yeraisa, the Abonim left it on the Yeraisa. And that's about the Pshat, the Midiraisa, the Yisimila is only upon the Paradum itself, and not upon the offer, not upon the Eifer, after you burn the Paraduma. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonon, Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur. The Par that a Tzibur brings on Elam Dover, if they listen to the Bezna Godel, and they paskin wrong, the Shoigeg and the Tzibur listen, and they have to bring a special Par. So that Par, that Chata to the Tzibur has to bring, and Ruadinu Sirei Avodas Kechovim. When the Tzibur does the Chet of Avoy Dezoro, that they have to bring the Sawyer for the kapor, for the korbin, slochris betchila magvin lehen tiber Reb Yuda. Betchila magvin lehen means even though it's a korbin tibur, where do we receive the money for this? So Rashi says klaymar achshav kishem aviyah noisin goyven esamoyis. Right now they make a new collection for the money to buy this par emam dabor or this saw abaz korbin. Because echad diechad from every single yochid, all the old tibur has to pay for it. It's not brought from the Trumas Aleshko, the rest of the Korban Tzibur, rather it's a special locho, it's Betchila Magbina Lehen. You have to go and collect money for it. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aymanol, Mitrumas Aleshko, and boy, you know, this is like any other Korban Tzibur, that's brought Mitrumas Aleshko. Rabbi Gemarai, Votan, Yipchur, learned the opposite way around. That Rabbi Shimon is the one that says it's Betchilas Magvin, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it comes from a Salishka. Samara says, Hai Minayu Achriti, which form was learnt last? Samara says, no, the one was learnt last, Lachur, that's the Yikah. That she should be Samech on it. And Rashi says, Mishum the Kaimalon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Pasma Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't know which one is the Yikah member of Rabbi Yehuda. Samara says, Amru, Rabbi Kaimad Rabashi, Leima, let's say, Kemaisa Achriti, the first way we learned it, that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that Petchila Magbina Lei, that's the Yikah, that's the one that he said last. The Shemin, Rabbi Shemin, Rabbi Shemin, the Shemin, Rabbi Shemin, the Chayis Lepshia. We heard that Rabbi Shemin is the one that Chayis Lepshia. So that's why, according to Rabbi Shemin, the Yolds, it comes Michel Tzibra, comes from Trumas Lishka. Because otherwise, to make people come and collect from it, we're afraid that they'll be pasher, they'll be negligent, they won't collect the money. See, if according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mistar for the yolds, it should come from Trumas Alishka, from the money that was already collected already. Omulu Ravash, Ravashi said back, Afilu Teimo Basraiso Achrito. Even if you want to say no, the last learning, that Rabbi Shimon would be the one that says that you collected is the emes, still there wouldn't be a kash on Rabbi Shimon. Why? I tell you, ki kochayis Rabbi Shimon lepshia v'musad lesbu kapor begavur. When does Rabbi Shimon say we're afraid of pshia? That's only by the minchas kohen gadol where the father dies. The shal was where to get the money from the tibur, from the yoshim. But there, that mincha is not for kapor. So over there was a for pshia that the yoshim will be pshia. They won't give the money to bring the minchas kohen gadol. Mashenkin b'milsa dislu kapora begavur lechayish v'pshim l'pshia. But over here, to collect the money for a par helam dobo that the tzibur needs a kapora for the chet that they did, or for the korban of a sir avoros kechovim, that the chayis or the tzibur did a chet, they need a kapora, sir, we're not afraid to be pashaya. Sir, there's no steering Rabbi Shimon. Sir, we're back to the shayla, which one was the emes that Rabbi Shimon really said? And which one is the one Rabbi Yehuda said? Which is the really emistic way to know how to hold? Like Rashi says, the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the maskon of Rabbi Yehuda? Samor says, my heavy Allah, what's the maskon over here? Oh, my lay, Rabbi Zuta. Le Rav Ashi, Toshma, come in here. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Es korbeni lachmi lishai, reyachni choych tishmru, lahakru libimoyadoi. As this Pasuk is coming, there's a Pasuk by Korban HaTomid, that about this Korban HaTomid comes from the Tzibur, but l'rabbi ispari alam davesho Tzibur. It comes to include who are there when the Tzibur does a chet, and they have to bring a power for that chet, or else usiri avaris kechovim. When the Tzibur does a chet of avoid, you have to bring a soyer, sheboyim mitrum asalishko, then this Pasuk is Korban HaTomid lishai. There's a reboot to say that even these two Korban Tzibur also come mitrum asalishko. These are Rabbi Shimon. These are words of Rabbi Shimon. So the kids, this is the maskon of Rabbi Shimon. All this boy in Mishal Tzibor, and Rabbi Yudi is the one that says no. Ve'etchilas magvinin. So we have to go around to collect the money for these two kabbonas at the Tzibor Tirachet. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shleimah Hoysa Krevo. In the case of the brought is Minchas Chavit, Metzah Kohen Gadol was Niftar. So then it was brought complete. It was not brought a Chatzi Sarm Abayk or Chatzi Sarm Ba'erev. But rather the holy son was brought shalom. Omer Reb Chiya Baraba, Boi Reb Yech, and Reb Yech has a shal like this. What does the Mishnah mean to say, Shleim Oysa Krevo? Does it mean to say, Shleim Oshach was a Shleim Oben Abayim? That Abad Yisrael to bring it twice a day? Just you brought a complete Yisrael in the morning, and a complete Yisrael in the afternoon, Ben Abayim. Or Duma maybe no, Shleim Oshach, you only have to bring one Yisrael for the day. And the fact is you brought that Yisrael complete in the morning, or b'tena b'ein abayim, and then in the afternoon, you did not have to bring it all. So what's on the Mishnah that says that shleim ha'isa kreva? That was the shayla. So Mora says, oh, my rova, toshima, come in here. It says, aloha, that shmini b'chavitin, that eis koyin, work with the chavitin. So Rashi explains, there's a Gemara in the Talmud there, that explains that by the Korban HaTomid, both Hashach and both Sheben Abayim, they used to have Yud Gimel Kahanim Oiskim. The Talmud used to have 13 Kahanim, and explains there why need 13 for. So the 8th Kohen that was used for, it said it brought the Chavitim. Poshe, they brought the Chavitim every day in the morning and every day in the afternoon. The Avimis, if it's true the way you're saying, the B'tel Leben Abayim, that sometimes when the Kohen Gadol is mace, they do not bring any more Chavitim Ben Abayim, if so, there are some times when you're not going to need an 8th Kohen like to do the Chavitim. So you're not going to end up with 13 Kohanim needed for the Korban HaTomid Rabbein HaBayim. Hechidom, where's the case going to be? To Mace Kohen Gadol, where Kohen Gadol died. And V'loimino Achatachta, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol instead of him. So if so, it's a kashi, you tell me it'll be Boto, so it's not going to stim that you always have to have Yud Gimel Kohanim by the Korban HaTomid Rabbein HaBayim. Sumor says, Omru Rabbonim Kaimed Rabbi Yimio. They said this over in front of Rabbi Yimio. Omri said, Bebabloi Tipshoi, in both of the like fools, Mishum Diyas Rabbi Yasa de Chashuga, they're sitting in a black land, and there is not near Tishrael, not near the Shekhinah. Is therefore Omri Shmata Tote Mechashkan, they said like black learnings, in other words, he didn't like this answer. He said, if so, Elo Diktona, that's what it says over there in the Mishnah, also the Gemara in the Talmud, that Shvi, what would the seventh Kohen needed for him? The Selis, that by the Korban HaTomid used to bring the Minchas Nesachim, used to have a Selis to bring the flour, bring the flour. And she, the ninth one was, the Yayin, to bring the Nisna Yayin. So, Achinam, you want to tell me also, the Lebetila, that I never stop, like every single day you always have to have the Selis and the Yayin, I, we dash, and the Pasuk says, Minchosim v'niskeim balaylo, and Minchosim v'niskeim afilu lemocho, meaning to say that you could bring a Korban HaTomid today, and the Mincha Shabbat you can first bring tomorrow. So that day they did not bring it that day, they did not need 13 Kohanim by that Mincha Ben Habayim. They first make up for it tomorrow. Ella, what do you have to answer? Dili, like Katani. In special cases, they're not talking about that. They're talking about normal cases when everything is going well. That you bring to the Sakham today, and Avada when you have a Kohen Gadol also. You say, okay, now, Dili, like Katani. We're not talking about cases that if a Kohen Gadol dies. We're talking about a normal circumstances where the Kohen Gadol is alive. So where the Kohen Gadol is alive, there's a mitzvah to bring the Chavitim every day, one by Erev, one by Boik, one by Ben Abayim, and that was brought during the Avodah of the Korban HaTomid. So therefore, that's part of the Cheshbon of the Kohanim that used to do the Avodah, the Shas that brought the Korban HaTomid. One Kohen, like it used to be Makriv, used to burn the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. So there's no proof to say that when the Kohen Gadol dies, it'll be different, and the Kohanim maybe would be different then. Just here we're talking about normal cases. Tamar says, I had rule came with the red, what if on a Rava? Omri said like this, maybe Shusan Amri Kamayo, Betivusan Layamri Kamayo. Like you only said the bad things in front of them, but you did not say the good things in front of them. So Rashi says, like only when the Bava says bad things, that's said in front of you, like you speak bad of us. But Mitivusan, Kiyamri Milamayas Layamri Kamayo, but when we say good things, that they don't say over in front of you. In other words, sticking up for the people in Bava, they also say good things. They said like this. For all the Rama Rava say this, Hani Nami Tivusni is also a good learning. Rashi says, O Nami the Amoran, Diyena Betilo, that's not bottle the Korban Atomid, the Chavitim Ben Abayim, Mitivus, it's like a good Rosha. The Yafra Mati is saying very good, and learn out from another Pasik. Why? Because Omakwa, the Pasik says, Soilas Minchas Mincha Tomid. It says that this Mincha, the Kohen Gadol, is like a Tomid. Is a ray lechok minchas tamidim, that water is never bottled. Sivim b'shas, there's no kain gadol. Still, you have to bring a mincha baboiker and a mincha bein abayim. Sure, so you don't bring a chatzi sorm, and maybe you have to bring a completely sorm both times. So, kids, it could be like you're saying, it's not because of your reasoning, but for different reason. The Kofan of the Gemara says, my heavy, although what's the maskoner over here? Again, the shayla was when the kain gadol is mace. The Mishnah says, Oshleim hoisekreva, they brought a holy sorm. Does it mean just one Yisrael for the day? Or does it mean now one complete one in the morning and one complete Yisrael in the afternoon? So my heavy law was the maskana. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Toshma coming here. Titani, we learned. Shleima Shach with the Shleima Bein Abai. We learned something like this. Enechnami, you have to bring two Yisrael, one complete one Baboike and one complete one Bein Abai. Omer Rav Yechanon, Pligi Bo Abba Yosi Ben Dustoyiv Rabbonon. It's a machoikis between them. For Rabbi Yosi ben Distoy Yomer, Mafresh lo Shnei Kemotzim Shel Levoino, that you have to use two different kemitzas full, handfuls of the Levoino. Kremit Shachris, we use one kemitza for the morning, Chavitim, and for Kremit Bein Abayim, and another special kemitza of Levoino for the Bein Abayim. And Rashi says here, Pligi means Bechaviti Kongod Shlemeis, where the Kongod is alive. And he has to bring a complete Yisrael Baboika, and then we divide it up half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and also we also have to bring now in the morning Shnei Kemotzim of Levoina, that one you use in the morning and one you use in the afternoon. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Distoy Shita. For Rabbonin Amar Rabbonin say, Mafresh lo klei mitzachod, no, you only have to bring one kemitza, one handful full of Levoina, and just like you bring one Yisrael. And chatzi kaimeshach, just like you use only chatzi yisarn of flour in the morning, the same thing, it's only chatzi kaimetz of levar neshachris. So chatzi kaimetz ben abayim. So Gemara explains now, but Mike, another question of like is over here. Abiyoisi ben destroy sovar, liyashkechon chatzi kaimetz to korif. We never find to be mark of the chatzi kaimetz. So pshita, since you have to bring the minchas chavit in baboikem, even though the flour wide is only chatzi yisarn, but avada levoinu is a complete kemitz of levoinu. So if we have to bring one complete kemitza in the morning and one complete kemitza in the afternoon. Rabban and Savri know, le'askechon yisorin the boy shnei kemotzim. The ma'isa usually for every yisorin, a flower, you have to have one kemitza. See that this minchas kohen gadol is made out of one yisorin, and you divide it up half in the morning, but kopalim is only one yisorin. Therefore, so you only need one kemitza, one handful of levoina, and you divide it up half in the morning, half for boiker, half for ben arbayim. That's the machlokes. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, Reb Yechonon, Reb Yechonon, a shah like this. Boy, Reb Yechonon, Kohen Gadol Shemes. What's going to be in the case where the Kohen Gadol dies and below Mino Achatachtov? They did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. What's going to be now? Le Rabbono."